Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
They're idiots. We're just talking about men and women. It's 7:24.
The debate that'll last centuries.
The thing that goes on forever and ever and ever. The dick slip thing. We would assume, and women, you have no idea what's going on in our minds with that. We would, if we were women, dick slips would be great videos for. But we don't understand because we can't think like you. It's just crazy. Yeah. We're going to adapt to the new world.
We tried for so long.
But I tell my brothers out there, too, and I just got an email from a guy, just stop whipping it out. That's never made sense to me. This guy, Devin, says, I had a whipping it out event at work once when I was 19.
Oh, at work?
I was home on military leave, met this girl at a party, spent a few days chasing after her. She wouldn't give it up. She just kept giving all the signals and then would back away. The day before I left,
he was like, screw it.
Yeah, we got a little handsy while sitting between her and her brother and her best friend. At the end of the night, she was kissing me goodnight, and I figured, now or never, man. And without her noticing, I pulled it out and started to hike up her skirt. She looked down at my piece. I was already hands-on with her. The look on her face said, go. And I did it, right there, on the armrest of her couch, next to an open front door with her parents and brother
upstairs. So it worked out for Louis C.K. in this instance.
We were engaged 4 months later. 6 months after that, she banged her high school pot dealer, and we never spoke again. The end.
Oh, man.
It's because, you know, the romance died.
It's because he tried a move he never tried before. Like, this is the one.
It sounded like he was getting ready to leave, so he wanted to get some. Yeah.
Rule is, she takes it out. And if she's got no arms, she has to say it three times like a magic genie before it comes out of the pants. That's the new world, boys. She takes it out, or
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, she genie wishes it out, or she takes it out. That's the only time. She has to beg for it, or she has to undo it. Unless you're married to her, then it's out all the time. I'm just talking about new dates or girls you're working on. I've never understood that. And that is, ladies, let me apologize for all men. We're sorry for that whole group of dudes that keep whipping it out
I'm in my hotel room.
No. Nuh-uh. She takes it out or she begs for it to come out. And if she's begging for it to come out, she's going to take it out anyway. And we're not going to fight it. But let me apologize to all the ladies out there for dudes who prematurely pull it out. If you're just making out with a girl and it comes out, it's too soon. Unless she does it. That's creepy. Never. Just not even cross my mind. Brady, it's time now for you. Well, we got Jay Moore coming up here a little bit, right? He's going to call us at 8:30 this morning. Jay, of course, headlining our big happy ending show on Saturday night. Get very excited about that. And we're going to chat with Jay a little later this morning about all sorts of stuff. Jay worked with Kevin Spacey, you know.
It what? Right.
Pay it forward.
Oh, that's right. Maybe he got touched.
And he also had Chris Farley smear feces on his face because dudes are cooler. You could do that. And that was at work. Chris Farley smeared his own feces on Jay Moore's face. We'll get into it in a little bit. It's a great story.
That is not a good story.
It is a good story because
that sounds awful.
It really lets you know how insane Chris Farley actually may have been. It's a great story. I've heard him tell it before. I want him to tell it again. We'll talk to Jay Moore about 8:30 this morning. Brady, it's time for you to give us all the news we don't know until you tell us. We call this the Brady Report. Brother, all you can eat wings Wednesday, back at you, $14.99. Eat as many as you please, and then go home and push the wife and kids around. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning, Chief Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Couple of Wednesday morning fun facts. Sahara means desert in Arabic. Uh-huh. So you're going to the desert.
Desert. Like koala means bear in, I think it's Aborigine. I don't know. But you're just saying bear.
There have been 12 people who have won the EGOT, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
It's 12 now?
12 people. Only one person has been nominated for all four, but hasn't won a single one.
Who's that?
Lynn.
Oh, wow. Whoopi's got one.
She got the EGOT?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who. I couldn't give
you
the
couple of good ones in there, too. Her stage play, she did it way early. I think she got it for her. It was a comedy thing, but it was a one-man show. One-man show. I'm going to stick to that. I'm sticking to that.
Hi, baby. Did Spacey?
I don't know. Maybe. Big-time Broadway guy.
For the Bobby Darin? I would bet you.
I wonder if he...
The Grammy would be a tough one, but I bet you're right. I bet you he's on the list of at least... He's got at least three.
In the 1920s and 30s, people used to have cages built to hang out of their apartment windows and would put their babies in them because they believed it helped them be healthy and it helped growing like a plant.
Yeah, you stick them outside in the sunshine because in New York, there's pictures of that. They're fascinating. They're like super baby cage.
Yeah.
And there's just a kid sitting there dangling 32 stories up in a cage. It's unreal to look at. And they had a life expectancy of about 54. So it was working. That's a crazy thing. When I went to my old man friend's birthday, somebody got him a card. He was born in 1927, Fred was. And the card had things that were going on in 1927, you know, like world champion Yankees and the Giants won the NFL championship and all this stuff. And it goes down. And then it said, like, human life things. Average man was about 5'7". There's a baby cage. Aren't those great? And then life expectancy in 1927 was 53 years old. That's all the deeper it went. So you think about that. It's been less than 100 years later by 10 years. Yeah. And we're nearly doubling that. We're pushing 90 now.
There you go, Eric. Maybe that started your fear.
Would you get in trouble for a baby cage now?
Now?
I don't think so.
You bring up past history.
I mean, you see that set up there. That's pretty nice. So imagine if you're a kid and you.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
You have
to get caught, Brady.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
it's not too hard.
In the apartment.
Yeah. But again, I mean, if you have a city inspector come by and make sure that the structural
integrity
is there and it can hold a certain amount of weight.
Baby's not going to remember that. We kind of put them in there in a crib.
I would love that if I was a kid.
Yeah, in a crib, it's jail.
Yeah, you cage them. What's the difference? Putting them outside the window.
Hello.
Baby cages are cool.
Grandma.
That's neat.
Imagine the commercials for the company.
I'd do that.
Let us build your baby cage.
You know what we could do to make them cooler and make them like those high rise, like the way Sears Tower, Willis Tower now,
has
that walkout
bottom.
Glass bottom thing. You just build those things and just have like a little, I guess it would be a terrarium for your kid.
Yeah, grows up with no depth perception of height.
He thinks he can fly.
Whee!
I'm a floater. Your son's a real floater.
What did you call him?
He's a floater. He ain't gay. No, no, you know, like a turd. Never mind.
A new survey gave people a list of 10 stressful things about the holidays and asked them, how much would you pay to avoid these stressful times or stuff that you have to go through? So they found out they'd pay $143 to have someone put up all their decorations inside and outside. Then they'd pay another $128 to have them taken down. And basically of the 10 categories that they had listed, like to have all your holiday shopping done for you, they'd pay $121.
Wow.
The average came out to $1,445 people would pay.
Would pay.
To
I
have,
tell you,
didn't you pay like $500 or
$500, no, I wish. It was I had somebody come decorate the outside of our house, and it looks fantastic. And coming home to it was a joy.
Yeah.
And it's worth every penny of having those. And it's their lights. So they come and take them down, and they don't have to store them.
You did it again?
Oh, yeah, I did it this year. It looks amazing. Well, we had a lot done this year. We wrapped a bunch of trees, $1,200. It's phenomenal. So worth it. Because you know why? I spend that kind of money every other year ripping the lights in half when I pull them off.
And then buying
new lights again. So I'm like, you know what? If this company's willing, and it looks better than anything I've ever done, and they've done more than I've ever done, and I'm thrilled with it. And if a light goes out, they come drive by, and it's phenomenal. And it made me feel like Christmas happened to me rather than the other way. It was fine. I went a little, I mean, the initial
it's like
bid.
Like a mortgage payment.
The initial bid was, well, yeah, for you. But the initial bid, I had big trees wrapped and everything else. I'm like, come look at the property. Give me a bid and come back with something else. And I called my buddy Drew Hutchinson, Droopy Drew. And I said, you need to get into this because his house, I don't know if you've seen his house.
He goes at it.
Computer. He did a Stranger Things
he's nuts.
Theme this year.
And it's incredible. And I'm like, the initial bid I got from this company was like $4,800 because of the things I wanted to do. And it would have been a winter wonderland.
Would have been
like,
a beacon to the neighborhood.
But
everybody
would have
come.
Then I just took everything off the trees and like, all right, let's scale it back to what I want. And then got it right. So it looks incredible. It looks incredible. And it's not over the top. I didn't want that. But it was so worth it, and to have them take it away and not have to store it.
Where's your pride as a man that you
gone.
Hung all that?
I've learned it did nothing for my pride. It did nothing. You know what it was doing? It was damaging my pride because every time I stand back in the cul-de-sac when I was finished. I'd look and I'd be like, it looks like garbage. It's all sloppy in that spot. There's two lights out. I got to figure out how to change these damn lights and go buy replacement lights without buying all new. Oh, it's driving me nuts.
Well, I went to the Walmarts and bought those showers, that light showers.
I got two of those. See?
Those are cheap.
I have those too, the laser lights.
Look good.
I got three of them, and I put them in the tree.
That's real good.
Do they look good? If you put them in the right spot. If you stick them on your house,
you're
a little hillbilly. But I put them up in the trees. It looks like you decorated your trees.
Yeah.
So the $2,000 or $3,000 that I didn't spend on the trees that I was going to have decorated now look like they're decorated because I placed these laser lights just so. So the only thing I did was put three of those dumb laser things out in my
front yard.
Did
you anchor them down this year?
Looks like I got up the palm tree.
Nice.
I mean, it's not as good as real lights would have been. Close enough. Nobody noticed.
I'll take it. I don't care enough.
Yeah, I'm so happy about it. And I was just
do all that.
Miserable. It was wrecking Christmas. I love decorating the inside. I'll do that all day. But I can't, that outside stuff.
I've been by both neighborhoods, the Cherry Lane.
Yeah, oh, it's nuts.
We, on the way home last Saturday, went by there. Or it's Friday night.
In Rancho Del Mar.
And then we have one in our neighborhood.
It's crazy.
Around in Gilbert, the Comstock Street, which was on that Christmas war.
I love that you enjoy the Lord's birth so much, John.
It isn't the Lord's birth. Again, I've made this clear. Christmas.
Commercialism.
Jesus has lost to the commercial and marketing masters of Madison. And I celebrate America's wealth and gluttony. That's what Christmas means to me. I make no bones about
it. Thanks to $1,200.
Right. The wealth and gluttony of the United States of America is on full display. For a full month, we brag about how much we've got and how much we're about to get.
7 years ago, if you'd have put that $1,200 into Bitcoin, you'd be...
be great. Didn't do it.
Speaking of Bitcoin... Don't
look at that. Look, there's plenty of times I've thrown $1,200 into something and wasn't Bitcoin. It could have changed my life. I've probably walked over buried treasure at a beach sometime. I don't need to know. But what I do know is Christmas feels better this year because I didn't staple lights to my house and make a mockery of the entire situation.
People would pay $152 to guarantee no one at dinner argued about politics. They'd pay another $158 to avoid your in-laws this year. I don't think that's enough to do it, but they said
$150.
$158.
How would you like to make that offer? Hey, look, I'm going to give each of you $150. Let's just avoid each other for the holidays.
That's nice. Yeah, if I give your family,
let's see, there's four of them. I'm going to give you $600. We're going to get rid of these people.
If we give your mom and dad $158 bucks.
That's technically what the present's about. Here.
It's definitely what the present's about.
Here's $150. Now I participated.
Does that keep them away?
Keeps them smiling. So,
well, speaking of bitcoins, people are mortgaging their house.
To buy them?
Yeah.
What do you buy them?
Investors are saying,
you're buying
you
high.
No one even knows what thing's going to do. It may
now
go
all
crazy.
Those other ones, Litecoin and some other coins.
Yeah, there's
out there.
Two other that I know of that are
cryptocurrency.
It's going to go up for a little while longer, but I wouldn't trust it right now. But then again, what do I know? I wouldn't have bought it low because I thought it was stupid. So maybe it is a good time.
Merriam-Webster just announced their 2017 Word of the Year, feminism.
Yeah, well, congratulations, ladies. You won again.
Collins Dictionary went with fake news.
It's two words.
I know. Dictionary.com went with complicit.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Is it feminism to ask guys to stop pulling their wangs out? Or is it just decent behavior? It's like decent humanity.
Yeah, it's...
I go with decent
Is that really feminism?
Right
is that women's rights? Or is it just like, knock it off, you assholes?
I don't know. There's this, which I think might be from a chick. If guys could get more creative with their dick pics, we'd actually appreciate them more. My girlfriend and I used to share the really creative dick pics we'd get. Throw a nice silhouette in the picture. Maybe a nice top hat on it. Those are the ones we appreciate. So you just want puppetry of the penis in your pictures?
She's confused.
She seems confused.
Nobody wants a picture of it.
I know. I think we've all probably done it.
Dress
it's just
it up?
So weird.
Yeah.
No, I mean, send the dick pic.
Yeah, it is weird.
I'm just not into it.
But I only send it to the people I love.
But this is why
That's true.
And I don't send it to strangers or people I don't know very well.
But this is why guys do it, John.
Have already loved. I love them.
Yes,
if you get a picture of my wang, it's because I've loved you.
Yes.
Yeah, you've had to have been in there before.
Yeah. They've had to have seen it and experienced it. Not just like, it's not on the shelf for like, your perusal.
Yeah.
You've taken advantage of this product. John, I'm going to send you another copy.
In all seriousness, as a female, I would love men to just whip it out. Seeing a dick is always the best part of my morning.
See, there you go.
That's what confuses the issue.
Shut up, lady.
That's what confuses it.
You're one of the weird ones that's wrecking it for your friends.
You're one of the sluttier girls.
Yeah. Yes.
You're the ones that make it so the good girls, we think we can use our slut moves on the good girls, and then we end up in jail.
That's a different set of
moves.
You're
dangerous, and your time is through, woman. Your time is through, you confusing broad.
Or this one. John, to go by social media rules, if Snapchat doesn't have a filter for it, don't do it. There's no dick pic filter on Snapchat, I assume.
Oh, really? Well, my cousin-in-law, JD, says 8 out of 10 of the dick pics I send on Snapchat or text are very successful in my world. And I tell JD, well, that's because you're dealing with whores, not coworkers. That's what we're talking about. Whores will take it, but it's always dangerous.
And another one says, not to sound creepy or stalkery, but I kind of want to see what a $1,200 decorated house looks like.
Well, have the company come bid your house then, weirdo. Not showing a ghoul $1,200 attached to my bed.
Get your address in there.
I see it. I think I know where that one is. And that's $1,200 worth of lighting.
I found it. Oh, my God. Look at that, man.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
A new international study found the average woman wants sex to last for 25 minutes and 51 seconds.
So set the timer.
Congratulations, how long? Men in the U.S. We're at number one.
How long do they want it?
25 minutes and 51 seconds.
But again, women count sex.
On average.
The second we're in, we start counting it as sex. They count it as the kissing, the caressing.
Everything. America, yeah. We're number one.
Yeah.
We last an average of 17 minutes and 5 seconds.
Nice job, boys.
That's longer than anyone else in the world.
It's a marathon.
But still almost 9 minutes less than women are hoping for.
Well, hope all you want, ladies. And crap in another hand and see what fills first.
The average man says he thinks he lasts for 25 minutes and 43 seconds. Men in Canada last the second longest in bed, and the men in India are the quickest.
Yeah, they're America Junior Canada. Everything they do is just a little bit less than us.
This 25-year-old guy named Gregory Rotter from Derby, Connecticut, was arguing with his 22-year-old girlfriend.
How are you holding up on that category, by the way? I think I'm right about the 17. I think I'm holding strong on that.
Yeah.
And that's just sex, all the rest of that stuff. I don't know when she counts it. Like when we first started kind of like groove. When you're married, it just goes.
It just happens.
So I think you can shave off 8 minutes for married sex anyway, right?
8 minutes?
Well, I mean of her 25.
Oh.
At least.
Right. Because there's no making out. There's no like gentle caressing. Sometimes there's some extracurricular stuff that may go into the 25-minute mark. I'm feeling pretty good
warm
about
up, little
I'm feeling
warm
pretty
up.
Good about my 17 to 25. I'm in the ballpark. Eric? Pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
Holding on that?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Ready?
On the other side of it, you know, if you deduct 17 from the 25,
you take that
eight.
Out. You're about eight, seven,
He's
8 minutes.
Balancing out
nothing
the curve.
Wrong with that.
He's balancing out the curve.
It's so infrequent
what
you've told us
right
that
there.
It's really exciting.
Right.
If you haven't done it in a while.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's every time. I'm saying if I'm averaging out.
I can beat some songs, you know, start of the song.
If you want to put like
a
Metallica
song
on
yeah,
something,
Metallica.
6:650 on the end of that, and there's a good chance that I'm going to close her out early.
Sometimes I got to pregame. I got to get in the mindset, you know, really go out there, compete today, I got the sign, play like a champion.
Right. Because you're banging her in a locker room?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Sandusky. Yeah.
Now, if I could have sex
keeping it real
2 days in a row, I think my times would get a lot better.
Goes up.
Yeah.
You never go, you know, you're not playing double,
2 days
double
in a row?
Race. 2 days in a row is out in your house? It's not happening.
Yeah,
that
it's
requires
been a while.
You to listen more.
Jeez.
Double headers.
You just do that.
I have a lot of things happening in my household at the moment.
Yeah, I know. You got extra people.
I always forget about that.
You got a lot of extra people.
The extra people is...
I don't have any extra
That throws a curve.
Yeah, extra people do kind of change that, I guess. I don't have any of the extra people, so yeah, that's... The twofers are still there.
So this...
Brady, have you ever had sex 2 days in a row?
I have.
Have you?
19.
Yeah, I was 1907. Me and the young lass just had a malted at the shop.
This couple in Derby, Connecticut was arguing at on a bridge. It was just on Thanksgiving. It looked like it was getting worse, so a guy that was walking by tried to intervene to make sure everything was okay. So Gregory, he's 25 years old, took the guy and threw him off the bridge 45 feet into ice-cold water.
Yikes.
Fortunately, he was rescued quickly and he survived, but he was seriously injured and still is recovering. The police just finished their investigation, and Gregory was arrested for attempted murder, assault, and reckless endangerment.
Yeah.
Jennifer was arrested for interfering with police because she lied to the cops when they interviewed her.
That's like a rage move.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all the charges are proper.
Yes. Not excessive in that case.
Pretty much right from central casting, too, when I take a look at their pictures. That's exactly what I thought.
Frederick Cunningham is 79 years old in England, and he appeared in court because he went in to complain about his phone service. The phone tech came up to him, "How can I help you?" He's like, "This thing's not working. When I'm asking it to send pictures of children, nude pictures of children, it's not
you're not getting any delivery.
Yeah, it's not Googling." The phone clerk went back to the manager. "Listen, this guy is upset.
Call the police.
You know, that's
now."
Not good. So they the police come in and they manage to go to his house. He's got five other phones. And not only do they find indecent photographs of children, he's also possessing extreme pornography involving a horse. The 79-year-old is in court right now.
79 years old?
Yeah.
What's he done in his life to get to that point to be that bored?
They found a total of 261 images of children, including babies and toddlers, found as well as 29 bestiality images.
Burn that guy to the ground. Ew.
This is pretty amazing. This worker in China.
Would you choke that guy up, Brady, if you had a chance? Would you close him up?
Would you? I'd leave that to someone else.
Would you be the executioner? I think I could do it.
Roll on one.
Would you do the roll on one on that? Would you
be
the
guy
that? Could you flip the switch on that?
Mm-hmm.
On that particular guy?
Probably.
Yeah. Just couldn't do it by hand.
Yeah.
You'd have to have
a hand. Would be a little.
Could you shoot
different.
Him?
It, you know, the hand thing would kick in if all of a sudden if it was
a family member, somebody you cared about.
Yeah. That would be hard not to.
Right. I think I could do it without.
Yep. He did what now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's easy. Oh, flipping the switch is cake. Yep. I wouldn't even need the hat.
Yeah,
they put those hats on to make you anonymous. I'd want them to see me.
Look me in the face.
I got no problem with that.
So this worker in China, his factory that he was working at caught on fire. They clear everyone out. He's like, "I forgot my phone." He goes running back into the factory to get his phone, comes running out, engulfed in flames. Looked like a scene out of a movie. There's a video of it.
Oh, what? Where?
Oh, my God.
There's the still shot of him.
What happened?
Coming out of the factory. Went in and got his phone, came back out. He survived, but he got burned pretty good. But you see him running out of there, it looks like...
He's cheating on his wife.
Would you let the phone burn up?
Yeah,
no.
Why? If you're quiet.
Because then you might have to go and like get everything redone, and then it'll cloud everything in, and you get confused. Yeah, he's got everything where he needs it on this phone. The phone is his secret diary, and it's, you know, if you start clouding things, somebody else is going to see it. You don't run back into a burning building for your phone. There he is. Oh, no. Oh, I forgot full.
Check this out.
Oh, he comes out like he's one of the watchmen. Holy Moses, his whole body's going.
That's
still running
full
to
adrenaline.
Stop, drop, and roll. Did they save him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How's the phone?
He's crispy.
You're a fried wonton.
I wonder if while they were hosing him with those fire extinguishers, like, "Hey, come on, you wrecked Samsung."
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. He's walking around.
Everybody's on the phone.
Is he in something flame retardant, or is that just glued to him now?
It's got to be glued to him now.
Part of his life.
Yeah, he's just going to wear that outfit for good.
Is he laughing?
You need to call anybody?
No, let's just let him wander around. That's probably best for him right now, is to continue moving.
What the? He does have gloves on.
Yeah, it looks like the outfit protected him pretty good.
Not much left of the pants.
Pants take the brunt of it. Oh, look, my dick is out, huh? Oh, no. He's confused. He thinks people want to see. Oh, get a little shot of side dick. That's crazy. Oh, thank God I get a phone. Oh, should never know about Jinping. Man.
We've got a wild world radio video. You don't
need the music?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, sure. Well, that's how you do wild world.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your wild, wild world radio video. One of your Swedes rescued a moose. The antlers were stuck, snagged in a tree, and he...
Guessing this happens a lot in Sweden. Hardly ever on tape, but moose...
But he is risking because the moose wants to take him out.
Moose in a tree. We fixed it because we were there. This is exactly
right
like
now.
It's the farmer's commercial.
He's on the phone with IKEA right now.
Right.
We've covered it because we've seen it.
We've covered it because we were there. Moose in a tree.
Yeah. So, jag kommer strax.
Excuse me?
He's...
Well, how does he fix it? So far, nothing.
He'll get over there. There he goes.
Speed it up.
So he's got the little...
And the moose is trying to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's cutting down the branches.
And when he finally... He saws one of the limbs and he gets the second one off, but get towards the
Jesus.
And when the moose finally gets free, tries to one last jab at him.
This is most certainly not as thrilling as I thought it was going to be. The moose is now cooperating. This is man and beast are acting in unison.
Like he's itching his antlers.
It's in harmony.
And I'm not sure what's on the other side. It almost looks like a soccer scarf that the moose
wears. Yeah, the moose is wearing some sort of it's a big fan of the Stockholm team.
Huh. There you have it.
Well, in the olden
days,
my Viking ancestors would have just shot it and ate it.
Yeah, the moose gets
free. All right, we got 10 more seconds.
Oh, okay. Good Lord.
It'll drop here, and then...
Boring.
There you go.
And now the moose takes his...
You shot him up!
Yeah, he just runs away. That's a dumb...
Yeah.
That means dumb moose in Sweden. Yeah, where are my Viking ancestors when you need them? Used to shoot those animals... Cape them and eat them right there in front of the family. And now
that's
he's
your wild world.
Saving them.
2017.
They're still delicious.
One last radio video is from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. They posted a video yesterday on how fast your Christmas tree can burn.
Oh, this
if you don't water the tree. So they have one tree that's been watered and one that hasn't, and they're in rooms next to each other.
The annual nightmare of the tree burning scenario.
The water one, you can see, they have a clock on each one.
Well, this is really the reason I went to artificial tree. They've made them look so real now anyway. And every year I have to watch this thing, and I wake up in the middle of the night scared to death my real tree is dry and going to kill us all.
They post
look at that.
Stuff like make sure the tree is 3 feet away from heat sources.
It's the worst room ever. I mean, the tree fills the whole room, so it's going to burn down a
little
faster.
Come on, that's exactly how it is in most people's houses.
So you can see the fire behind there a little bit, flaming, just in the background of the water. It's watered, and it kind of it starts to smoke.
We're at 20 seconds on the watered tree, and it starts to smoke. The dry tree has yet to be lit, right?
It hasn't.
But the clock is not starting.
Watch when the clock starts.
Oh, it'll go up in seconds.
There it starts. Fire and
you've got you've
6 seconds.
Your house on fire in 6 seconds.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And like a raging fire.
Wow.
Water your trees today. Right now, in fact, while you're at it. Holy Moses, that thing's out of control. Ugh. Go get a fake tree. They look fantastic now. And you can buy these little things that smell like pine trees.
Oh, stick them in and they hang
them on there. Oh my God, the whole house smells fantastic. It smells better than the real tree.
The way to go.
Yep.
I think more people are doing that, just driving by a lot of the Christmas tree places.
Well, and the news of this year saying the tree, the run from 2008.
Yeah, they're expensive now?
Yeah,
they were expensive.
But I looked, and they're the same.
But they're
like
$5
loaded. Different.
Oh, they're way expensive.
The ones at Home Depot
20 bucks more.
Really?
Yeah.
The Home Depot was like $5. I was going to get
it. It's John's toilet paper, though. I mean, he doesn't feel the effects.
Five trees.
Great point.
$5, I hope. If you feel the effects of that, it's over. You're done.
Hey, so if you're light guys, if you have an issue, like a fire breaks out, do you get your $1,200 back, or what happens
if they light on fire? I'm going to sue them and I better get more than $1,200.
So, yes,
I'm insured, pretty sure there's a burn your house down clause.
Is there?
Probably.
Did they make you sign a waiver?
I didn't sign any papers that said, hey, you know,
there's no waiver on it?
We're going to burn your house down here. Wow. That's not our fault.
They need to get some waivers.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they've had many problems with the low voltage lights just bursting into flame.
Did you read the user agreement?
LED fire?
No. I don't think they're. If they burst into flames, you know, like Eric has taught me earlier, I just hope that everything I love doesn't burn, and I hope that everything's all right.
That's all you can do, John.
And I also know their intentions weren't bad, so I hope.
Odds are you'll be all right.
I'll be fine.
But there is that chance.
Chances are I'd burn my own house down stapling those goddamn lights up the way I used to, trying to straighten them out. Yeah. I'd get them on the hooks, and then they'd hang, so I'd go get a stapler to tighten it up, and I'd have to tighten them all. Half the time I'm blowing right through the light, the stupid
Megan
line.
Used a lighter to see which light was out.
Yeah, it could happen.
No issue with my $40 star showers.
Yeah, it's great.
It's beautiful.
Hey, whatever.
Best house in the neighborhood.
And more than likely, if you're judging like on some sort of scale, it's like $40 to me too. So, okay.
Now that was an aside.
We spent about the same amount.
That was a shot.
I hate you.
I mean, if he wants to play the game, I'll play it. He started it. It's 7:55. We got Jay Moore coming up in just a little bit. We're going to talk to our headlining superstar, Jay Moore, who will be with us at Celebrity Theater Saturday night at the Holmberg's Happy Endings. Great comedy show to close out 2017, and Jay joins us next. That, my friends, is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98 KUPD.